أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي لما تحرم ما أحل الله لك تبتغي مرضات أزواجك والله غفور رحيم. قد فرض الله لكم تحلة أيمانكم والله مولاكم وهو العليم الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah At-Tahrim revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara after the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This surah, the first part of the surah, discusses an incident that had taken place in the Mubarak life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would habitually, after the Asr Salat, go out to visit the different azwaj, the different wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, when he had set out, he had gone to visit Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, and there Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was offered by her some honey, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had consumed, had taken. The other wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some narrations, it was our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, other narrations have others. They had discussed amongst themselves that to whomever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to from amongst them, they would question Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that did he take maghafir. Maghafir is a kind of herb that has the smell of gum, which is unpleasant. And we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not take anything that is unpleasant in its smell because of the constant wahi that would come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he himself had disliked it. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had emerged from Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he went to visit one of these other azwaj, the question was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had you taken maghafir? Because we get the smell or the unpleasant smell of the maghafir. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took a qasam, he took an oath that he would not take honey again. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had denied eating maghafir, so the suggestion had come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that perhaps the bee had sat on the maghafir, and that is why the smell has emanated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on taking this qasam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these ayat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with this issue in a very, very unique way, a very kind and loving way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O nabi, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lima tuharrimu ma ahallallahu lak, why have you made forbidden, unlawful, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made lawful for you? Honey is lawful for you, for everyone in the ummah. It is something that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has praised in the Quran Kareem. Tabtaghi marlata azwajik. Had you seeked the pleasure of your wives? Now here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in these very, very kind words. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala seeks from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also fortifies this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu ghafoorur rahim, that whatever has happened, you have taken this qasam, you have taken this oath, you have made haram upon you something that is permissible, that Allah has kept permissible, but nonetheless, Wallahu ghafoorur rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah Rabbul Izzat is all forgiving and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is most merciful. قَدْ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ تَحِلَّةَ أَيْمَانِكُمْ. Certainly Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has enacted for you, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has brought into the Sharia for you, lakum, for the whole ummah, tahillata aymanikum, an absolution of your oaths, a way out, that now you have taken this oath and you need to come out of it. It is not that Allah Rabbul Izzat will make it such that a person has taken a qasam, he has taken an oath, and whatever was permissible upon him, he has now made impermissible upon him. It wouldn't be that for the rest of your life now you would not be able to consume such a thing. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will absolve you of this qasam of yours, this oath of yours, and that will be by fulfilling the kafara. The kafara, the expiation of it would be in the eyes of the Quran Kareem. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that a person would either have to feed or he would have to clothe 10 miskeen, 10 people who are worthy, who are in need, or otherwise free a slave, or if a person cannot do that, then that person will fast for 3 days. So Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Wallahu Mawlakum, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is your Mawla, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is your master, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows this way out for you and for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is Al-Alim. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all-knowing, that you are insan, you are human. Sometimes human errors do take place. Sometimes a person may do it in haste. Sometimes a person may do it in anger. A person may do it by mistake. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has the full knowledge of it. And Allah Ta'ala has the knowledge of his consequences at the same time. And Al-Hakim, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is most wise, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has formulated these rules and regulations. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.